KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. Later this afternoon, a high around 92 and winds light and variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Members of the Atlantic School Board received updates during their meeting Wednesday evening with regard to the Return to Learn Plan, facility project, transportation plans, and readiness for school on August 23rd, especially in light of the July 27th middle school fire. In his report to the board, Superintendent Steve Barber said with regard to Return to Learn, the Iowa Department of Public Health has done very little to change the guidelines.
With the exception of making a statement that vaccination is the number one mitigation strategy to fight the spread of COVID, everything else the same. So they're encouraging everyone to get a vaccination if you're 12 years or
You may recall in June, the school board approved a revised Return to Learn plan developed by the Health and Safety Committee based on guidance from the IDPH. Barber noted any staff or student who is positive for COVID will be quarantined for 10 days after the onset of their symptoms. Masks will be available to students and staff who request them. He said also the district's construction committee is pushing to get the high school facility to substantial completion by August 31st. Midwest Tennis and Track is putting the finishing touches on the track and tennis courts. And Barber noted that it's extremely important for everyone to stay off those surfaces to allow the top coats to cure. And with regard to transportation, the superintendent said buses will come to the Achievement Center via 22nd Street and enter the north parking lot.
They will turn right in the north parking lot. And what we want to do is to construct a concrete or gravel road on the backside of the Achievement Center.
The Achievement Center, of course, is being used as a temporary facility for middle school students. In addition, the addition of a road on the backside of that building would make it easier for the buses to leave without having to negotiate cross traffic. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm explained how the new road would come into play.
So on the east side of the Achievement Center, there's, we think, space there to put in a 12-foot wide, just a single lane driveway for buses to be able to enter on the north parking lot, drop the kids off, and then exit around the side, because there's just not enough room for parking and buses to swing around and go back out the same way. So I think there's enough space to do that. We're looking at that right now. And then we could either gravel that or pour concrete.
In the morning, parents would drop their children at the south parking lot of the Achievement Center by means of a proposed driveway on the west side to aid in the flow of traffic in and out of the parking lot. And that would reserve the north lot for teacher parking. The board Wednesday approved construction of a gravel road for both the bus access road and additional driveway for passenger vehicles. Construction of temporary classrooms at the Atlantic Achievement Center is about 70% complete, according to Mr. Barber. He feels confident the facility will be ready to go next week. As a sign of progress, First On-Site began delivering equipment and supplies on Tuesday. Those items will provide the rooms with essential classroom equipment. The materials will be marked with each room for the middle school teachers.
Peter Paul Catholic Church is willing to host our homeschool assistance program. The choice of the Catholic Church was based upon the fact that we could get technology there the easiest.
The board approved not to exceed amounts for the construction project at the Achievement Center with regard to the construction of temporary walls, electric work, and driveways. The total amount equates to not more than $52,250. Now, the state's fire inspector has approved the plans, and the district's architect has conducted the structural design work. Randy Watts will be responsible for the mechanical work. Nathan Berg will handle the electrical installation, and Alan Watts will take care of the carpentry. In other news, Steve Barber reminds persons interested in running for a seat on the school board that the filing period for nomination papers is August 23rd through September 16th. Elsewhere in area news, police in Red Oak report a woman arrested Wednesday evening on a Montgomery County warrant for OWI second offense also faces a Class D felony charge of possession of contraband in a correctional facility. 58-year-old Melinda Jane Inman of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 7:50 p.m. Her bond was set at $5,000. Page County Sheriff's deputies Wednesday arrested a Red Oak man on a warrant for violation of probation. 37-year-old Billy Lynn Leeper was taken into custody on the Page County warrant while at the Page County Jail. Leeper was unable to post a $2,000 bond and was being held pending future court appearances. Officials with Southern Iowa Regional Water Association, or SURWA, report that the boil advisory for SURWA customers in Taylor County and the city of Bedford has been lifted by the IDNR. The coliform bacteria samples were taken by Sirwa in the city of Bedford, were analyzed by the state hygienics lab in Ankeny, and all were determined to be good. The advisory had been issued back on August the 6th after a problem developed in the water distribution system and a subsequent loss of pressure. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.